Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is January 26, 2025. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for February 2025. But before we begin, an important message. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. The month starts out with a curious planetary combination already in progress. Venus conjunct Rahu and Neptune. The Rahu-Neptune component of this pattern has been going on for the last few weeks and continues for another several weeks due to the two participants being super slow movers. Both Rahu and Neptune are generally malefic in character. In other words, they can both cause problems. Venus entered the picture when it changed signs on January 27th, and immediately Venus combines forces with Rahu and Neptune. Venus is the planet of romance, art, entertainment, advice, agreement, and finance. Both Rahu and Neptune signify deception and can cause confusion. Rahu because it is an eclipse point, Neptune because it is the planet of the irrational. So, Venus significations tend to suffer from this combination. In Vedic mythology, Rahu is one of the demons. Demons don't play fair. Demons are corrupt. So, the combination of Venus and Rahu will tend to cause corruption or distortion to Venus's values. Demons also have great ambition. Demons get obsessed. The results can vary from strange romantic infatuations to an obsession with value, such as in the financial sector. The exact conjunction is on January 31st, but there will continue to be effects during the first week of February until Venus gets several degrees past Rahu and Neptune. Venus normally gets through a sign in just 3.5 weeks, but this time Venus will be in Pisces for 4 months until the end of May. And that's because Venus will be going through a retrograde period starting March 1st. I'll have a lot more to say about that when we get to March. Anyway, what we'll get is a long spell of Venus in Pisces energy. In Vedic astrology, Venus is considered to be exalted in Pisces. That means some of its best qualities are manifest in this sign. Pisces is a romantic sign and idealistic. Pisces is based in faith and hope. Venus is the planet of harmony and agreement. Pisces is receptive and supportive. So, this combination may bode well for world peace. Except, Pisces can also be unrealistic. Note that while Venus is transiting in Pisces, which is Jupiter's sign, Jupiter is still transiting in Taurus, which is Venus's sign. Thus, the two planets are in each other's signs, establishing what we call in Vedic astrology a Parivartana Yoga. This planetary pattern sets up a compelling relationship between Vedic astrology's two main benefic planets. So this is mostly a good thing, although it can lead to too much optimism, or what I call the rose-colored glasses scenario. Venus is the relationship planet. Venus is the principle of attraction and popularity. Jupiter is the principle of increase and opportunity. Thus, things can get blown out of proportion, especially that which is designed to attract you, such as entertainment, fascination, or just making an appearance. Venus is the money planet. Jupiter is the planet of prosperity. Jupiter will end its retrograde period on February 4th at 17 degrees Taurus. After 4 months moving backwards in sidereal Taurus, the planet of increase, prosperity, truth, law, and wisdom will slowly get back to normal forward motion, and its significations will gradually return to normal, or sort of. The rule in Vedic astrology is that a planet absorbs the energy of whatever is transiting in its sign or signs, as well as being affected by any planet associated or in aspect with it. In the case of Jupiter, during February, it is absorbing the energy of Rahu, Neptune, and Venus, which are transiting in its sign, Pisces. So, this alters the energy of Jupiter. Neptune is the planet of dreams. Neptune is, on the one hand, idealistic, and on the other hand, Neptune is unrealistic. Neptune represents some negative qualities like suspicion, deception, and confusion. Rahu represents the energy of the demon, ambitious, obsessed, crafty, and corrupt. Rahu's obsession can even manifest as urgency. Rahu also has transformative and innovative qualities, so it's not all bad. Anyway, Jupiter is absorbing both of the energies of these planets and has been for, well, months now. And add to this the energy of Venus, which recently moved into Pisces, and is a more benefic contribution to Jupiter, and to Rahu and Neptune as well. In any case, Jupiter is absorbing all of this, and so we can't count on Jupiter to behave totally normally, even after its retrograde is over. Another planet will also be ending its retrograde period this month, Mars. The planet of action, force, aggression, haste, and impatience has been going backwards in the zodiac since December 6th. Mars doesn't like being retrograde. The planet of moving things forward is being held back from normal forward motion. The result is a lot of frustration, pressure, and things don't move forward too well. On January 20th, retrograde Mars backed into sidereal Gemini, and on February 23rd, Mars will end its retrograde period at 22 degrees Gemini. Mars will then stay in Gemini until early April, when it will enter sidereal Cancer. So we will experience Mars in Gemini for 2 more months. The first 3 weeks of that transit will be Mars still retrograde, and the remainder of the 2 months will be with Mars getting back to normal forward motion in Gemini. Well, Gemini is not a good sign for Mars. Gemini is an intellectual sign, a sign that loves facts and information. Gemini is about communication. It's about messaging. Gemini likes to see things from multiple points of view and then gradually come to consensus and make a decision. Gemini is the quintessential diplomat. But Mars is an aggressive energy, impatient for results. Mars has no time for collecting data and weighing the facts. Mars wants fast results. Mars is aggressive with the facts. In Gemini, Mars weaponizes the information. Of course, this is happening during the opening weeks of the Trump administration. In other words, aggressive messaging, proclamations, executive orders, and so on. Okay, there's a brief look at planetary patterns for February 2025. And here's a description of what's coming up in February's weekly videos. February 2nd, an analysis for Jupiter's transit after its retrograde ends. February 9th, planetary patterns manifesting as world events and politics. February 16th, an analysis for Mars's transit after its retrograde ends. And February 23rd, a preview of planetary patterns for March 2025. You'll not want to miss out on all of these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to February's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.